It's a warm spring day on Bethlehem's south side, and hundreds of parents, children, and students have gathered for the annual Cops and Kids celebration of reading. WDIY spoke with some of the attendees.
Among them is Bethlehem Mayor Bob Donches.
Well, first of all, this is a great event, and I want to thank all the participants, especially Beverly, who puts this together. And I think it's just great today. We have so many community organizations involved, not just Bethlehem community organizations, but Lehigh Valley organizations. You know, Cops and Kids, reading is so important, and to get the kids here with so many activities. I look forward to this event each year. It's just a wonderful event to get the community involved, but especially our youth and kids, and that's what it's all about.
For this Cops and Kids event, is there anything, particularly this day, you're looking forward to checking out?
I just look forward to watching the reaction when young kids go up to the horses. That seems to be the main draw. But I like to circulate and say hello to everyone. But always my reaction is to the horses, and the young kids really love that.
We set out looking for Lehigh Valley Cops and Kids President Beverly Bradley and found her surrounded by volunteers, making sure everything from the marching band to the people serving up freshly grilled hot dogs are being looked after.
Actually, it's really a lovely event each year. This is our 10th annual. And we have over 600 young people performing and almost 400 volunteers that are part of this program. What we're trying to do within the community is really show to the children of the community that they are, in fact, valued and that the community is a caring community.
Inside the Northampton Community College building, each floor has been transformed into a learning center for children, with the reading room at the center of it all.
But we do this all year. This is just the culminating event each year. So this is truly a mission of kindness and goodwill among all the people of the community, but it is particularly significant to the children of our community because they do, in fact, get a book to own, to keep as their very own, and that book is always connected to someone with Cops and Kids.
It's my favorite event I do every single year. I'm involved in a lot of service, but definitely this one is my favorite.
Kelly from Bethlehem Catholic High School is one of the dozens of students who volunteers throughout the year for Cops and Kids. And this event holds a special place in her heart.
I love seeing the kids and just seeing them come back each year and be like, oh, I know who you are. Yeah, I saw you last year. It's such a rewarding experience.
According to Beverly Bradley, community support plays a key role in allowing the organization to help the children of the Lehigh Valley.
The reason we're able to give out 700,000 free books and have all of these free events is because of that collaborative spirit that this represents. And truly, it's very touching to me. I'm very proud of who we are as a community because this happens to us throughout the year.
Beverly, I know you have a lot of things today. You're very busy. What's one thing that you're looking forward to about today?
I think the neatest thing for me is to see the smiles, not only on the faces of the children who come here. Again, we have over 600 young people performing. They think they're on Broadway. You can't beat that. But the nicest thing to me is to see that all the volunteers are smiling. That's very important to me, that we as a community show our children that we are really positive about them and about where we live. And so that's my joy today as I walk around when someone taps me in the shoulder and says, oh, thank you. I don't know where we would be without you. That means the world to me.
For WDIY, I'm Seamus McGrogan.
And I'm Wagner Previato. Support for WDIY's remote broadcast unit was made possible with a grant from the Air Products Foundation.